Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food, Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town, and Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey.
How's it going, everybody? That's what I'm gonna do. This is my New Year's resolution, actually.
Oh, yeah?
How's it going, everybody? That's every episode I'm going to do that.
Please don't.
How's it going, everybody? I'd like to episode 135 of the Solo Podcast.
235, but don't, you're going to get people very confused.
135. 335.
You're flat out on the darts. That's what it is. 135.
I know. And I even know how to do the scores now.
Well.
Watch this space.
On to the snooker next.
Oh yeah,
the Masters starting.
I don't like snooker.
Another shit sport that people can get hooked on and think that they can do.
Nah, and you need a 16-year-old to come in and change up the game for anyone to watch the snooker.
Hey, there's an Irish fella from Cork, and I don't think he's 16, but he's gonna light the sport up. I think he's world number 4. He's outside of the top 30 or 40, and he's gonna light the game up this year, 2026. Can't think of his name though. I wish I could, because then I could say, ha, said his name before anyone else.
Ken Doherty.
Yeah. Do you know
he's
him?
Ken Doherty,
isn't
he?
Do you know him?
Yeah, yeah. He's a new one.
Yeah, man, he's going to smash it. Going to smash him at the poker room.
That Ken Doherty might have a good career.
I think he's going to go far.
Yeah. Suppose you just get into the episode and stop all this.
Come on, we may as well. Get in.
Yep.
Get in, will you? We're taking off.
How's it going? I feel like I haven't been here in a while.
Really?
Feels like a while, yeah. What, 2 weeks or something?
I feel like it's been a few days.
Hasn't it?
For me, it does. It feels like the Christmas time is just a blur. That Christmas and New Year is just like fuzz.
Blip.
And then, yeah.
Just a little blip.
It's like a hot dream. Sweaty dream.
A wet dream.
A wet dream. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
But anyway, it feels like a long time for you. Probably because you've been busy. Have you been busy over the Christmas time?
No, I've done nothing.
No?
Good. Put the feet up.
Good.
Did you have much turkey, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Do you want to hear about my Christmas dinner?
Yeah, go on.
Sure, I went up to Moira's Ma's for Christmas dinner. I went up last year. It wasn't great.
All right.
It wasn't great. I don't know if she listened to this. Probably. But you know what? She's going to put it out there. And I think she knows it wasn't great as well. She was kind of panicked about it and she felt guilty. And I got there and it wasn't great. I don't want to go into too much detail about what it was like.
Tell us the one little bit why it wasn't great.
There was no potatoes.
That's not great.
The meat was cold.
That's not great.
There was like mushrooms on it.
Okay, that's pretty fucking not great.
Yeah, like this was a fucking shit Christmas dinner. There, I said it. This
mushrooms.
A terrible Christmas dinner. And I texted my aunt mid-dinner. I was like, because she was cooking dinner for everyone in her house. Because what I was doing was I was going to the missus for dinner and then going to my ma's for drinks and parties.
And drinks so then, and parties?
Drinks and parties. All the parties. Different parties in different rooms. Okay, second party starts now. So I text her, I says, make sure you stick a plate to the side for me. But by the time I was finished and all, I was snacking on biscuits and everything, so I wasn't that hungry when I got up to my ma's. But then I went back up to my ma's on Stephen's Day because she had the plate put aside and was like, I'm going to enjoy this now on Stephen's Day. And when I got up there, there was like four of them around my plate eating it. So I never, like fucking vultures, eating my fucking Christmas dinner.
Really?
And yeah, so I didn't get to have a Christmas dinner.
I would have to make you one.
Will you?
Let's make Joe a Christmas dinner.
No, don't. I've said it before, like, I hate Christmas dinner anyway. Turkey's shit. I don't know why we're still eating it. It's not the Middle Ages.
That's true.
Like, we have better meat now than turkey. Like, yeah. Turkey was a luxury 200 years ago.
Like roast beef.
We have roast beef. We have steak. We have chicken breasts. We didn't have chicken breasts back then.
Yeah.
We can make so many better meals than
You only eat turkey when you're going to the gym. Turkey burgers and all.
Yeah, or slices.
Fucking eating like on Christmas dinner, though.
Disgusting.
Turkey steaks, turkey mince.
You only eat turkey because you have to.
Yeah.
To get bulking. Or something. I don't know how the gym works. Yeah, no. Is that a gym word?
Yeah, bulking would be a gym word, yeah.
Good.
Bulking,
good.
Bulking up.
Ripping. When you're getting ripped.
Yeah, that's another.
Ripping. When you're getting
fresh.
Trimmed.
Trimmed, yeah.
When you're getting a sharp back and sides.
Getting a two all over.
All over?
Oh, everywhere.
Oh, shit. Everywhere?
Yeah.
Nice.
Head to toe. Make it out what you will.
How was your Christmas dinner?
It wasn't great.
Wasn't it?
No, it was amazing.
Ah, fuck off. You could have lied to me. For a minute there, I felt good about myself.
There was mushrooms on it. I didn't like it.
Ugh. Lemon mushrooms, man. She soaks them in lemon and garlic. And they're nice. I don't mind the mushrooms. But when it's just not a Christmas fucking dinner. No potatoes.
Like, if they said to you, do you want to come up, like, say now, January, are you coming up for dinner? You'd be like, yeah. You get a plate of fucking whatever and there's lemon drizzled mushrooms. You're like, I'll have a bit of that. It's January. I'll have a bit of that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There wasn't even many of us. I don't know. She was so panicked and then she was so frazzled and she just felt the pressure and she's such a big kitchen. You know our kitchen. You've been in our kitchen
it's
before.
A mansion.
She's like, oh, I need to get a new kitchen.
There's
it's
not
a big
lift
enough.
In the kitchen.
It's huge. It's a fucking huge kitchen. And she's like, oh, my kitchen's not big enough. And then I went up to my ma's. And you've been in my ma's kitchen.
There's no lift.
There's no lift in her kitchen. It's fucking tiny. And my ma's cooking for like 12 people. Mm. And I'm saying, Murray's ma can't cook for 4 people in the Bladen Mansion.
Jesus.
Anyway. It was nice to just be there.
Yeah.
Was that a save? Did I save it? No.
Yeah. I feel like trying to save the situation.
Yeah. Who's that?
Oh, that's not Ed.
No.
Oh.
That's Roisin.
Roisin?
Aoife.
You give a Roisin, though. You do give a Roisin.
Really?
I've always called you a Roisin.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
No, very much.
I know Aoife. It's Aoife.
Yeah.
You have a say
in
your phone.
I even text you like, it's Aoife. I'm not, in the
what I have you down as Roisin. I don't really.
Aoife.
What did you do for New Year's Eve? How'd you ring the New Year in? You don't really do much, do you?
I didn't do anything for New Year's Eve. The night before New Year's, I went to Fire Steakhouse. You ever there?
Oh, very nice.
On Dawson Street.
5-star Michelin place.
Oh, whopper. Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Much.
Got a voucher.
Ah.
So.
It's a gift. Christmas present, like. Fucking nice.
It's expensive, though.
Was it worth it? Steak is steak,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, steak is steak, but yeah, it's a nice steak.
Did you wear a suit?
Wear a fucking suit. Drag suit.
In a 5-star restaurant?
That didn't mean bollocks.
Just take a short on.
Oh.
No, what you wear?
Half zip.
Fuck off. You didn't go to the Fire Steak restaurant wearing a half zip, did you?
No, I just had like a casual jumper, yeah. Black jumper and jeans.
Okay.
And runners. I wasn't going all out. There's people fucking wearing like nothing. There was people with no clothes on there.
In the nip?
They were just like casual wear, like Zara tracksuits and all. I was like, fair.
Mm.
But food is nice. Like it was there. I had to add money. It's nothing worse than having to add money to a voucher.
That's the worst gift. If someone gave me a voucher, I'd say, just give me the money.
Because
that means I have to spend. You have to get there.
Yeah.
Taxi. Spend drink. Spend money on drink.
Yeah.
Taxi back. It's an imposition getting a voucher for Christmas.
Because you have to use it.
I hate it. No, I don't have to worry about that. Because I didn't fucking get a voucher.
I got loads of vouchers.
Did you? Lazy
JD vouchers now. I can't even go in there, as you know. It's a nightclub. I don't like nightclubs.
Too famous.
Darren. Oh, okay, here we go. Monterey crew. Darren, oh no way. What's up, bro? I just want a pair of K-Swiss, pal. Fuck off. K-Swiss.
Brilliant.
With the tongue, the twisty tongues, and the ones on the side that have the little
the flip up and down.
Yeah, the little things for no apparent reason. Or J unit runners. Fuck off, pal. I'm getting a pair of J unit runners. Get What's wrong, baby? Tops. You didn't even open your K-Swiss tongue twisters.
you didn't even turn the tongue on your K-Swizzies.
I couldn't be bothered.
Fuck it.
What's that all about? My algorithm was just giving us loads of Stranger Things stuff.
Oh yeah, did you watch it?
Yeah, but it just like there was just fucking people like preparing for the final and all on TikTok, and they're just making stuff like, you know, like Stranger Things themed stuff, like pancakes and strawberries that look like demagogues and all. I just kept saying all day to Amy, I was like, "What's wrong, babe? You didn't even go near your demagogue and pancakes."
As if you were making a demagogue and pancake. And she's like, "Oh, thanks.
I sent you one, didn't I? With the CR7 pants."
No.
Didn't I send you that?
No.
I think I did. It's like it was perfume, wasn't it?
Aftershave.
It was like Cristiano Ronaldo aftershave in like a chemist discount warehouse. And I could have sworn I sent to him saying,
"I think so, yeah, yeah." I was like,
"What's wrong, babe? You didn't even spray your CR7 perfume on. Oh, you didn't even open your CR7 perfume, babe."
Jesus Christ.
What did you think of Stranger Things?
Sad. I was holding it back. I was like, "I'm solid." Because if I start crying, Amy would be like, "Little dope. Demagogue and pancake head." Stop calling me that. What are you crying for, you little dope?
Throwing the demagogue and pancakes at you. You'll fucking eat you. Little windbag.
It's not even real. Millie Bobby Brown, little failure.
Boy, what happens in it?
I couldn't spoil it.
No. Boy, do people.
I haven't watched any of it.
I watched the first. I watched the first season, and then I felt weird. I was looking at kids.
What is that even? What do you mean? Like,
it's just like I felt like I was watching a kid's show.
Would you watch The Goonies?
There's grown ups in The Goonies, and I was a kid. I don't think I'd watch The Goonies now.
I didn't watch it because I was watching kids.
Don't feel uncomfortable. That's just the reason why I stopped watching it.
Just watch the new season. That a bit older.
Well, how many seasons is that? I watched the fourth season, and I was like, "That's shite. I'm not watching more."
Five seasons.
And you watch five seasons of that crap.
It doesn't really get any better, does it?
When I you think it's, do people watch Stranger Things? Do you watch Stranger Things?
Yeah, but I think what you were saying, this whole Demogorgon pancake thing. I think people watched four seasons and went, "Yeah, that's grand," and then it was ended, and they're like, "This is the best show in the whole world." Yeah, but it's not.
It was
really
just there. It was just something on Netflix that you just watched because it was there and it was out and new.
I'm watching The Beast in Me because that's for grown ups and Stranger Things is for kids.
What's The Beast in Me?
It's where Claire Danes and she's. She's a writer, and a billionaire moves in next door to her, but he's been accused of murdering his wife. But it's kind of like, did he, didn't he?
And then
it's a series, yeah, it's great.
I'm going to write that one down.
Write that down now before people start talking about it, and then you won't want to watch it again.
The Beast and Me. I'm not clicking that link. 83. The Beast, what's that? Beast and Me. I'm not clicking that one. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ah, no, I only watch things over 90.
Oh, that drives me mad. Are you
sometimes? Yeah, Amy be like, "Can we watch this film with Glenn Powell?" Like, yeah, I'll give it a go. And then it's on for like 2 seconds, and he's just like smouldering and all, just like. And then I look at it, and it's like 12% on Rotten Tomatoes, and then I just kick the telly through the wall.
Oh. Well, whenever it's my turn to watch something, you know, this, there was the documentary, The Moment of Contact, which is based on this. A new edition of it came out, and there's more interviews in it. Like, you got to interview more people from the village that was chasing the alien around and stuff like that. Like the mayor of the city, like the mayor, police officers, members of the military and stuff.
Send us a link to that.
The Moment of Contact. Yeah, yeah, essentially.
I know, I'll write that. I'll just wait.
Write that down as well. I'm not going to write that one. Fucking down. Unreal, man.
The Moment unreal. Of Contact, is it?
Yeah.
Moment of Contact.
But yeah, she just fucking fell asleep in the first 10 minutes. And
the
I'm
Moment
like,
of Contact. I'm not just, clicking just that. I'm bed. Not clicking that link.
Jesus.
The Moment of Contact and The Beast in Me. I'm not clicking that. Right, I'm going to screenshot that one. 2022.
Well, it does a 2025 version now. But yeah, it's great. It's really fucking good.
I thought that was someone making alien lollipops for the premiere of Moment of Contact. What's wrong, baby? Didn't even eat your alien in the village lollipop.
Didn't even eat your Virginia lollipops. yeah, but then she just fucking falls asleep. So anytime there's something good on.
I watched the Borat with Amy for the first time. Oh, yeah, I didn't see it before. Like,
you didn't?
Oh, you're messing around.
I've seen it about 15 times.
100 times. I was watching with Amy, and now, like, when you love something, right? And you just want someone to watch it and be like, I hope they like it as much as I do. And, like, you're just watching it, and it's like me very much like the Cockaboo Shack. And I'm like, this, I love, this is very funny. And I look over, and she's just like asleep. Like, no, she's like sitting up, like, fucking upright, like that. Oh, it couldn't be that bad, like fucking bar
goofing off
with a phone in a hand like that.
What's worse, when they fall asleep or when they're on that phone?
When they fall asleep, I'd say
that's worse. I feel like that you can't help that sometimes. Sometimes you doze off yourself. I remember me awfully used to doze off, and I was like, how can anyone fall asleep sitting up?
Yeah, my granddad used to do that as well, and he'd just be falling asleep all the time, and you're like, we've loads of energy. Why is he just keep falling asleep?
Fall asleep. Yeah.
She's just falling asleep on the couch upright with the telly blaring. It's like that. You just put your finger under the nose to see if they're breathing. Yeah. Just to feel air.
And you just breathe every 10 seconds.
Oh, he's alive. He's alive.
If your other halves fall asleep watching something, do you pause it or do you keep watching?
I'd pause it, jump up and start going mad.
I laugh real hard and then say, oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, you were asleep, were you? I was so good. I'm not rewinding it.
I just go, slap the leg off myself.
Yeah. It's hard because if she wasn't there, I'd watch something completely different, or I'd play a video game or something. But it's like, you're here, we'll kind of compromise, we'll find a film that we both sort of want to watch, but not really want to watch.
Sometimes you're watching something that like they want to watch and you don't want to watch. And when they fall asleep watching something they want to watch, you're like, yes! You just go,
knock it on.
Like that, eating crisps like that now.
Just sucking them till they're nothing.
Sucking the crisps out.
It's frustrating, yeah. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm the faller asleeper though, so I can't really. Yeah.
Women are.
Yeah.
Women always are. Mm. Men will force themselves to stay awake to watch something.
I'd be like, Clockwork Orange, like that.
Matchsticks opening the eyelids. I'm not gonna go to sleep. I'm not you. Phones buzzing and all, like, woo. And you know, they're just like that.
And you know what? It's like there's an alarm like every hour in my gaff. Like it's from Amy's phone, like it's like the Ring doorbell, like, right. And it's real loud. I have mine off, the notifications off for that, but like you'd be just asleep and all you hear is ding, 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 ding. And you're like, fuck. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Aunt will set it off as well. Yeah, I deleted the Ring doorbell from my phone, so it's only on Maura's now. And I got, for Christmas, I got her a smartwatch. So now that's grabbing our attention away as well. Whenever the Ring doorbell goes off, it goes off and I'm watching. She's like that and constantly looking at the watch and I'm like, will you fucking fuck? Fuck, what was I thinking? It's frustrating.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food. Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town. And Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourself, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking. Boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.
Maura said that I should talk. I wasn't going to talk about this, but because we're talking about falling asleep, she thinks it's really weird how I sleep. But okay. I have my knees in the air when I sleep.
That is just straight away, it's a little bit odd.
Is it? Like just me knees, like,
what, are they tucked up closer to you?
And I'm talking about in bed. Like when I, she gets up in the morning, I'll be like that, and my knees will be up in the air.
With your feet planted
flat. Flat. Feet okay. Flat, and then my knees are just up in the air. Is that weird?
I don't think it's weird to end up in that position. Maybe like you can end up in any position.
Yeah.
When you're asleep and when you wake up in the morning.
But knees up in the air. Like you would think that it's kind of weird for me as well to even think about it, but you would think that your knee would just kind of flop sideways or something. But they're just like perfectly upright.
It'd be very tense, would it be? Like to keep that position while you're asleep, would that not be tense? Like
I don't know. Moira took pictures and asked me to show you.
Did she say take pictures and show Darren that?
I mean it's weird because I but am in bed. This is very like is that weird?
It looks like there's another person in there. What's that beside? Is that a can of beer beside the bed?
Probably.
No, a little 7-Up. Just in case you wake up thirsty. Look at that.
Can you see it? Is the camera saying it?
I like snuggling a pillow as well.
Yeah. Is it weird? Because Ollie sleeps like that now as well. And Maura's like, I think it's a genetic thing. And I'm like, I think it's just fucking normal. There's one with my leg out of the thing, but I don't feel comfortable showing the cameras.
Yeah, no, keep that one. Do you have no clothes on there?
I'd say I have jocks on. But no, I don't have any pajamas.
Do you not wear a t-shirt or anything?
No, I'd be roasting. No, I'd be roasting in a fucking t-shirt and it gets all cut up there and all. Yeah. I hate fucking wearing clothes when I sleep.
I wear onesies to bed.
With a hood?
With a hood.
Like a kangaroo, a little baby kangaroo, like pouching in front. Like,
real warm.
Did you ever sleep in a bed that had, that your legs didn't reach the end of? Is that why, I wonder, do you tuck your legs up because you're tall?
Maybe.
Well, Ollie does it now as well.
Yeah, well, he might have learned it from you, but maybe you started it.
I don't think he watches me when I'm sleeping.
It just comes in at like 4 a.m.
Okay, so
that's genetics has gone. This is how I protect my legs.
Big beaming red eyes, pitch black like that.
Daddy sleeps with his knees up, so now all you wear. No, I don't know. I had leg space in my bed growing up. I don't know. I think I just have long legs. And when you have them straight, your legs just kind of get tired from being straight, maybe. You know, you like bending your legs. Even when you get out of the car, like you kind of want to fold them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just have tight hips as well. So that's what just keeps me leg upright.
Maybe you're afraid a monster might get you.
And I'm just curling up.
It's like,
I think everyone sleeps like that. They all tuck their legs up into the, you go into the fetal position, don't you, when you sleep?
Yeah, a lot of people would be on their side with their...
With our legs tucked up,
Do you sleep on your... Do you go sleep on your side? This is great chat, isn't it? It's normal chat. I mean, everyone has this sort of chat when they're with their mates, don't they?
I said on the podcast before, I don't know if you listened to it, Aoife, but like, I have like a nose strap on my nose to kind of open my nostrils because I've like a deviated septum. And then I have a chin strap to keep my jaw closed. And then I have mouth tape. And then I have an eye mask. And then I have headphones listening to kind of like tranquil music. So I had an idea to create a whole helmet with all of these things implemented into it. And I think it's a brilliant idea. But like that's, my head is just totally strapped up when I sleep. And somebody texts me saying I might have sleep apnea, that I should go get tested for that. Which means you're not getting enough oxygen into your brain while you sleep. Which can kill you.
Is that the thing where you're just asleep and then you're like...
Yeah.
You can't catch our breath or something, is it?
Yeah.
So you wear that big machine.
Yeah. Which is like an oxygen mask.
Yeah.
Essentially.
What are them things that people are wearing? They're like face mask things that they like light up.
Oh, the LED masks.
Yeah, what are they?
They're for your skin, I think.
Okay.
Charlotte Tilbury would be all about them.
Does she have a brand? Is that on the website?
I don't know, actually, but that type
I think
of...
they're Shark, are they? The Shark ones and stuff.
They sound, I don't believe them.
I don't, it's just like, it's just fucking another thing, isn't it?
Lights? Light therapy? Ask me howl.
Yeah, how about that?
I have one. Murray got one. I can't remember last year.
The expensive
or like
ones,
that.
Like?
She got one of the good ones, yeah. Because she's all about that. Like, she puts snail jizz on her face and all that shit.
Oh.
That's a thing, isn't it?
You can just buy that in Holland and Barrett.
I think so, yeah.
Snail. Where's the snail jizz?
Korean skincare. The girls are all about Korean skincare. The Koreans have lovely
Brazilian
skin.
Bum bum cream.
Yeah.
What's it? San Gennaro. Sal de Janeiro. Yeah.
Saldanero.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Get dragged around looking at all that stuff every weekend.
I'm just like Nivea sensitive moisturizer. You know, just in the bucket of moisturizer. What's wrong with that?
That's more than most men would use.
A bit of silicox base.
Yeah.
Bit of silicox base never hurt anyone.
And then we have them normal shops that they just sell everything for cheaper. So everyone's getting the face masks. Everyone's doing that.
What's that?
It's the normal shops. They're called normal.
I think they sell
everything cheaper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Flying Tiger, Copenhagen.
Is that new shop in town? Oh. And there's a big queue for it?
In the ILAC.
Oh, I'm not queuing up for that.
Nah.
Every time I'm in town with Amy, she's like, I want to go in. I'm like, I'm not queuing there.
There's one opening in the Northside Shopping Centre, and I imagine there'll be one opening in Charlestown. It's going to be one of them shops that are just everywhere.
Like a Tiger. It's like Tiger,
like
isn't
Tiger,
it?
Yeah.
Yes, they sell like proper stuff in it though, don't they? Like,
yeah, that's
like
the difference.
Tackies and all that in the window. Like,
yeah.
Crisps and all.
But cheaper.
But how much cheaper are we talking? Because I mean, they can't go that low.
Well, I think it's like €1 for a face mask and stuff like that. And you know, shampoo, you get a Head and Shoulders for like £2 instead. It's like, you know, when you go into the pound shop and they have a wall of stuff that is like €2, where it'd be like £3.50 if you went into.
What's that other?
O'Neill's Pharmacy.
Boots. McCabe's. Yeah. What's another one?
O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
O'Reilly's Pharmacy.
That's just second name. So there's a Conway's Pharmacy as well.
Yeah, there's a Conway's
Pharmacy.
Yeah.
Next to the chipper.
There is.
There's a Conway's Shipping as well, just there before the port tunnel. Conway's Shipping. Must be a relation of mine.
Must be. It's a rare name. But yeah, that's the... Everyone's taking care of their skin now, their faces. Mm. That's what the light therapy is. Hold your phone to your face. That's an LED light. It's the same shit. It's the same crap. It's a fad. It's like, remember people were putting charcoal in their teeth?
Yeah.
Are people still doing that?
Don't think so.
Comes in waves, man. Comes in waves. It's all nonsense.
I'm using a new shampoo.
What are you using? Caffeine.
Kerastase. Kerastase.
Fancy. Expensive.
I know.
Is it?
It was a present. I wouldn't be buying that. But it's like hair thickening shampoo. Is it? What'd you say?
I think so. They've loads of different ones, yeah.
It's all a gimmick.
Buy you a present and go, you need your hair thicker.
Was it Amy?
Amy, yeah. I don't need a thicker hair. I need a new hairline. I want a new hairline. Can you get a shampoo that gives you a new hairline?
Well, I'm thinking of going to Turkey to get my nose sorted out. So you can go to Turkey and get your hair sorted out at the same time. Do a lad's holiday.
We do a vlog.
Oh, make it a tax write-off.
if there's a video proof, I mean, like, it's a tax write-off.
Tax write-off. It was for business. But the laboo-boos are different.
Laboo-boo. Did you say you were getting you wanted to do saunas or something?
That's my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to have at least one sauna a week.
One sauna a week?
At least one sauna a week. And you said that I should put a sauna in my back.
Put a sauna out your back. There's someone on my road who has a sauna out their back, and their back is like facing where the car, like, do you know when you walk going into my estate where the green is and all, like, and
yeah.
It's just facing out there. Like, it's not really a back garden. It's more just like an extra bit of the back of the house, like, that's facing everything, like.
So it's just out in the open?
Kind of, just with a bush on front of it.
Okay.
But there's like a sauna there. I thought it was a shed. It's a fucking sauna. It's small, like.
That's amazing. Yeah, it only needs to be small. It's only for you.
Need is coal, isn't it? Not coal, you'd fucking die, wouldn't you?
Well, if you don't need coal.
What's it?
Just steam. Is that a steam room? A steam room and a sauna different?
It's not coal. What is it? Like?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It looks like coal. It's like hot rocks.
Hot rocks on a fire.
And just pouring water over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And then it just steams the whole. You'd do that handy for a couple of hundred.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Maybe there's more to it, is there?
And a little cold plunge outside?
You're asking a bit much now.
Is that too much?
No, it's not actually.
The cold bucket of water is too much, is it? That's a step too far.
Just get a big grain bin.
Yeah.
One of them big huge ones. Cut the top off it and then put wood around it or something to make it look all fancy. And I suppose it's just a bin. You'd know you're in a bin. What I'm trying to say, it would be like, oh, it looks nice on the outside, but I'm sitting in a green bin.
They had cold plunges in the middle aisle of Lidl or Aldi recently. So
it would have been Lidl. Lidl, yeah, sorry. No, yeah.
They probably have a sauna in there.
A sauna? I've never even given it any thought. I don't know how much
there is a task for you. Build all that out the back garden. I'm sure if you don't like it after a few years, you can take it down.
And it's expensive to do sessions of saunas.
Yeah, 3,000 for the sauna. That's all right, isn't it?
Well, if you're getting, like, there's a place beside me and it's €35.
AliExpress, €800 for the sauna.
You'd be boiled alive.
A 2 to 6 man sauna, yeah. A little shower attached to the side. £800. 3,000 is about the going right now.
3,000.
Alibaba there, that's another one, £600.
But you could build it with planks of wood or something.
I couldn't build a sauna. I would definitely be fucking boiled alive then.
You start soldering, you'll get there in no time.
That's true.
Start the soldering and then build one.
Soldered it in.
Just solder the yoke. Solder the thing.
A few pallets and a blade and a radiator, one of them portable radiators.
Do whatever way you can get heat out of that. Just make it happen. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Fire. Yeah. Open fire.
Set it up. Set it alight.
Now you have me thinking.
And then don't people make those sweat lodge things? They're the next trend.
I done one of them sweat lodges last year and it was shite because he didn't cover the whole tent enough and I was like sat against somewhere where there was a draft coming in. This is actually a cold lodge. This is crap. I came all the way to Donegal for this.
A draft lodge.
Yeah. You're fucking drafty lodge here, mate. Oh. But yeah, that was a bit, I mean, I like sweating. Like, you were complaining about the heat in here.
I like the way it is now.
21 degrees.
21 in a room. It's not really 21 though. 21 outside would be a lot warmer. What's that mean? Why is it like that?
It's 21.
But it's cold-ish.
Just wave my arms. This is how I test the temperature. It feels 21 degree.
I don't think so.
No?
It's not 21 degrees in Lanzarote, like.
No.
No.
But it should be in this room right now, no?
Well, there's no sunlight. You're not getting lashed over with light.
It's still 21 degrees, though.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not how it works,
is it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
sunlight is warmer. It's like 21 feels like 18. Real feel.
This feels like one of them clickbait moments in a podcast that's pre-rehearsed. Just to, like, rattle people. Did you ever think of 21 degrees outside is different from 20 degrees inside?
Huh.
That's the clip. And, like, a million likes. And they'd be all like, well, fucking...
Global warming.
5G. RTE.
It's because of 5G. 5G's fault.
AI did it.
Well, I've done the maths for you on your sauna.
Yes, let's go.
So, any sauna I know of is £30 a pop for your cold plunge in your sauna. A lot of them around Dublin are that for your session, right?
£40?
Yeah, it's mad. The one beside me is 35. It's outrageous. So, if you want to do it every day this year, €30 by 52 weeks of the year is €1,500. So in 2 years of
every week. Okay.
So yeah, for 2 years of what you would pay for a session a week, you'd have your sauna built out the back.
There you go.
In 2 years, yeah.
What you think?
And then I could charge people as well.
Don't be thinking about that.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Won't you start like put trying it on to a trailer. Think about how you can profit from it?
I have a fucking trailer and that's maybe I could turn the very good spice bag into a very good hot box.
I'd do the smoking.
Just you blowing like smoke that. Into little holes.
I don't even care if I'm going green. This is the little idea.
I was getting high. Just a little latch. Every time you blow into it, you just close the latch.
Get that t-shirt off him. It's making me paranoid. The Virginia alien thing. That's both of them out of the box.
Out of the box, man.
Two of them together out of the box.
Tell me about Picture This. You went to see Picture This?
I went to the steakhouse thing.
Oh, yeah, that was the same night.
And the day of that, like, Amy was like, oh, just like take it easy and I'll have a few drinks, probably be home by like 11 or something. I'm like, just don't even think about that, just enjoy yourself.
And we seen picture this put up a story that they're doing Vicar Street at 12 a.m.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, we probably won't even be out that long. Like, won't be out that long. There's no point in getting them. Like, she literally said, there's no point in getting them. We will not be out that long. So I was just like, start that. I was like, yeah, she doesn't want to go. Like, and then I was sitting there eating the steak and I was like, I'd love to go to that.
She got the game.
We had a chance. Like, we had a chance to get them. Like, could have got them, like, right there and then. There was loads of them. We were, like, on it, like, the first minute the story was up. We clicked on, they were all there. I was just like sitting there eating, she just kept saying, and then we went somewhere, that 37 Dawson Street across.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I went there as well.
Nice spot. And we were having a few drinks there, and she's like, oh, I have to try get them. Can you try get them? Like, she just thinks that I can get things, like, do you know what I mean? She's like, what, like, Joe was in that group, like, the Tree Arena group, and I'm like, it was in Vicar Street, and they kicked me out of that group for whatever reason. Fuck off. I don't care anyway, even though I really do. It's kind of weird. But I was like, I don't have a pull. Like, I was texting like Darren Clary from here and all. I was like, who can I ask? Like, you know, Vicar Street, we're playing there in February. Like, is there anything we can do? And I get a random text on my phone off Thomas Carty. You know, Thomas, the boxer. Yeah. Like, and he's like, is that a nice point, is it? And I was like, looking around, like, where is he? You know, wouldn't miss him to hide from big boxer fella.
Heavyweight boy.
The touristy fella. And, I was looking around and there was just like this young fella behind us with a girl, like, and he looked suspicious, so he must have known Thomas, and then he's saying like, Darren's on front of me or something. So I went down and I was like, is that you? And he's like, yeah, I'll just text him saying we're there. I didn't think he was going to like text you, like. So I got chatting to him and I was talking to him about like the gig, like, picture this. And he was like, I'd know a few people in Vicar Street now. I'll make a few phone calls. Now when someone says make a few phone calls, you're like, here we go. What in? And he was just texting Thomas, and Thomas was like, you should just like go up and just fucking see what happens. Like, so we just went up, like, and the queue was like down the road real far. Like, I was like, I'm not queuing in this, and then getting to the top and just like feeling like an idiot, like. And yeah. I'm like, oh, we're playing here in February and all, oh, come on, like. And I just left that, and we went to that pub next door, you know, the one we'd go to after Starlet, like.
Yeah.
It's always very busy as well. And your man's mates came in, they're like, right, we're after getting sorted and all. 10 of us can go in, and Amy, and we just like spit out our drinks. Right, come on. And like, it was just really random, like, and it's just all these young fellas, like. And I was like the whole time, like, will I like revel out someone, or does anyone want a drink? Like, and no one wanted me money, and I was just like, yeah, all right. And then like I lost them, and it was just like me and Amy and your man that was talking, that was behind us, and the girl he was with. I was like, does anyone want money or that? No, just, this is mad, like.
Does anyone want money or that?
We're playing here in February. Tickets are on sale now. I actually text Ryan Hennessy. I feel like an age of texting him now. Just texting saying, I need tickets on, what's the story, bud?
He was literally in the Tree Arena.
Literally on stage in a leotard. Oh, I'm thinking of Benson Boone. See where
he be Benson Boone. Yeah. He does be topless though. Ryan Hennessy does be topless.
Yeah.
Was he topless at, how was it? How was the gig?
It was a lovely gig.
Was it?
Yeah, he did Crazy World and everything.
Oh, nice.
And it felt very iconic for them to be playing there, because like the people that played there before them, like Aslan and stuff, they obviously look up to them. So I think, is that the first time they've played Vicar Street?
Probably.
Because for some reason, I've got the vibe that it meant more to them to play in Vicar Street than the Tree Arena.
Really?
Yeah. And
it was weird.
They were going to like 2 a.m. I was like, should this not be closed?
Jesus.
Yeah.
How was he not playing wrecked? Because he literally just came from the Tree Arena gig.
A few jars.
Ah, yeah. Sure, the Tree Arena gig was set up like a pub on stage, and so it was like they were having a sing song in the pub, but it was kind of weird. And everyone that I was talking to afterwards was kind of saying that the gig was weird.
Was he not like doing the usual where he'd like jump through the middle, like, and up to the top and give it socks? Or?
It was nearly like, I don't know.
Was it like kind of like a Christmassy, fiery, you know, like the camp, what would you say, by the fire kind of like?
Yeah, fire side kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was supposed to be like, but it didn't feel like...
It's a campfire. Was it like a campfire, like a little, like, tent and all, like a big camping atmosphere, a campfire?
He was like singing into the mirror at one point. Never, and he was like touching the mirror like he was singing to himself. And he was like, never change, baby. And I'm like, this is really weird.
I'd be all over that.
Like, perform to the audience. He's like performing to himself in the mirror. I'm like, this is fucking weird. And then he introduced the whole band at one point. He was like, this is the whatever. This is the bassist. This is the drummer. And this, and you know, we gave a little bit of information. And then he goes, and now finally, I'd like to introduce to you the most handsome, the most charismatic, the best dancer, and the best singer in the world. Me, Ryan Hennessy. And everyone was like, way. But I was a little bit like, that's a really weird thing to say. And he was using an American accent. Was he using an American accent in Vicar Street?
Were you at the right gig?
Man, 100%. And everyone was saying it afterwards. I went to the green room and there were a lot of lads that went to the green room afterwards.
Because you were in that group?
No, not, nothing good to do with that group. There's just people from around the area. Like, I met them at the gig and they were, oh, we're going to the green room after. And I went to the green room and they were all saying, ah, they were saying they went to see him in, where were they? St. Anne's Park.
Brilliant.
Brilliant gig. It was a great gig. Really enjoyed that one. But there was more humility to that one. And this one kind of felt like going to see a tribute act of U2 or something.
The choreography, they could be gone for something that maybe didn't land.
Definitely didn't land. And maybe a more intimate setting like Vicar Street is more suited. Yeah. And it was an acoustic set.
They were good in there, yeah. They were brilliant. Like,
yeah.
That band means a lot to me and Amy.
Yeah.
Just for sentimental reasons, you know that way. So anytime they pop up.
We seen them together in the Camden one time.
They do loads of nights in the Tree Arena.
Three nights in the Tree Arena.
So was it the third night?
This was the fourth night.
First night, okay.
Mm. And then the second night was then he went to Vicar Street afterwards. And then the third night, he must have been bollocksed. Mm. Fucking going till 2 o'clock in the morning. And that was for charity as well. That was for Childline, I think. So fair play to him.
Sake, idiots.
Oh, that's disgusting. Still up. Sad. You doing dry January?
Well, I haven't had a drink in January so far. It's only early doors, but I probably wouldn't. I probably won't drink. I don't think I'm going to drink anytime soon. At all.
Ever?
I don't even think I'm going to drink at Vicar Street.
No way. Don't believe that.
I only ever have one before I go out.
Yeah.
And then on the stage, I just have water anyway. I probably just have one double. Or treble or quadruple.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bottle of JD.
Yeah.
And then go off the deep end.
A nagging.
Start throwing things at people. Cardboard cutouts of us and all. Barry Keoghan. Hey, I can't have it.
Oh, man.
There's still tickets there for everyone, by the way.
Yeah. Plug it.
Not many left.
No, nearly sold out.
The Christmas run was good for Stala because loads of you has bought them.
Yeah.
Must be a present. Congratulations on getting tickets for Christmas.
I know a few people messaged me, said that they got tickets for Christmas. They're gone, so
yeah.
The crowd's going to be fun.
Fun.
Let's say.
Fun crowd. So you can get them on Ticketmaster still. Don't think there's table seats left.
Give us the day.
The 12th of February. February.
12th of February, tickets on ticketmaster.ie. Yeah. Go buy them. And you know what? They'd make a lovely... It's on the 12th of February, so they'd make a lovely...
Valentine's.
Lovely Valentine's present.
If you do that. I don't do Valentine's presents, but if you do... I think you should start. I'm going to buy tickets to Stala. Are you going, Aoife?
Oh, yeah. Be rude not to.
Yeah, would.
Mm.
It would be.
You're going to be on the stage doing a bit, because you're one of our 15 producers.
No, I'll be there as Roisin that night, sorry.
No, that's what I meant, Roisin. Your split personality. Roisin, yeah. Roisin's way sounder.
Yeah, isn't she? Much prefer Roisin. Whoever the fuck that is.
We leave it there, so.
Right, go on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Ah.
Me or them?
Well, it's a them, but it's just the way
it is. Happy New Year, everyone.
There you go.
I hate when you come in here and people are saying Happy New Year.
I know, it's like a week later. Yeah. Stop, you can stop now.
I know you said it.
Literally the first thing
you
I said.
Did say it. Everyone has said it. Taxi drivers and everything.
No, I think this week was still allowed. Next week, I don't want to hear
no,
it again.
No, yeah, this week, it's actually normal to say Happy New Year this week because everyone's back to normal.
Yeah.
But if it's happening next week, I'm ignoring people. If someone says Happy New Year next week, I'll just go,
I'll drop an elbow. Yeah. I'll kick their feet out from underneath them if you wish me Happy New Year.
Imagine Pat Kenny said Happy New Year to you next week and just went, whoop. You got to prison.
No, he don't understand.
He'd be in the news. He'd make the news.
He'd break his arm. I'd be like, "You're right, Joe. You're right. You're right. I shouldn't have said that."
What would the headline say? If you swooped Pat Kenny off his feet with a slide tackle,
it's a failed food truck owner slide tackles
Pat Kenny and Mark Olney House.
Yeah, yeah.
Facing jail sentence. You'd be in prison. You'd put in prison for that. They'd make an example out of you for that.
But there'd be people supporting me marching outside. They'd be holding a vigil. I'd be like the inner city Enoch Bourke, you know. They'd love me. A small group of people would love me.
Do you think people would love you for slide tackling Pat Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
They would, yeah. They'd love me for it.
Well done. Imagine you in the pub and all. Yeah, well done, Joe. Takes a lot of balls to slide tackle Pat Kenny like that.
And I'd be like, listen mate, it's nothing personal, you just said Happy New Year to me.
And it was like way past the sell by date of that.
We passed the statute of limitations there on that one. You can't keep saying it.
And how did he fall, Joe? Why did he go? My fair play to you, man. Do you want to snip?
Sideways, mate. Took his legs sideways, like took two of his legs out from underneath him. It's great. No, let's not slide tack Pat Kenny.
No. I'm not doing it this year.
That's your New Year's resolution.
Not to do Christopher Walken.
Seems a waste.
Not doing it.
Are you waiting for Christopher Walken to make another great film or something?
It's horrible.
If only he was more relevant.
All you have is The Watch quote.
And that's like 40 years old now.
Did you not watch him in Severance?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No lines in it though. Iconic lines. The Watch was in his ass. It's just the one, isn't it? Can't top it.
It's hard to top that. That's classic Quentin Tarantino.
Classic.
Yeah, that's the dialogue you're going to get from him. Lunatic.
Legend.
Anyway, Happy New Year. We let you go and work out or make bread or whatever your fucking New Year's resolution is. Good luck with it.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Walk the dog more. Yeah.
Come on. Walking the dog. Good luck with that.
All the best.
Lads, tell me this. Did somebody say, Justy?
Oof.
What do you think of that?
Lovely.
Well, they did. And it's all about the Dublin flavours this time.
You've got Hawker by Hang Dai with the proper fiery street food. Sano banging out the best Neapolitan pizzas in town. And Pablo Picante with them unreal burritos.
Perfect for a date night with ourselves, like Moira or Amy. A few of the lads over watching the match, or when the family's calling around and you can't be bothered cooking, boom, that's a Just Eat moment right there.
So wherever you're at, Just Eat has you sorted. All the local spots you love, all the flavours everyone's talking about, straight to your door.
Go on, grab the phone, open the app and get stuck in.
Can we make this a Just Eat moment?
100%. Give me that phone there.